Hello and welcome to Beyond the Bio, the recap. In these short recap episodes, I'm reflecting on Monday's main show and coming up with an action that you can take yourself. If you missed Monday's show, please go back and take a listen. You will find the link in the show notes. This week, I was joined by renowned body language specialist Carol Railton, where we were talking about how body language shapes the way that others perceive us. It was super, super interesting, and Carol really is the expert. She started her career working for IBM and told us the story about how on her mother's deathbed, she found out that she had a half-sister. And in that moment, she vowed never to be lied to again and began researching body language. Carol now works as a global body language consultant, speaker, and executive coach with international organizations and business leaders. And she spends her time showing them how to communicate with greater clarity and impact using modern body language behaviors. She's also written several books and regularly appears in the international media. We chatted about how you can interpret body language, and I loved Carol's tips to enhance your non-verbal communication for a more engaged presence, and her advice on projecting confidence in a variety of situations. I was really interested in her tip around looking at somebody in their left eye, but I remember she said you have to have both feet on the ground for this tip to work, and it would help you to connect better with someone. So that was a great piece of advice. It was certainly an interesting conversation, and it made me reflect on how I use body language and things that I've learnt myself or been taught in the past. So things like having your arms crossed is really negative and generates bad energy. And also the thing around giving eye contact, because eye contact can mean different things in different cultures. And that's when it was interesting to hear from Carol that actually you are better off just focusing on that left eye. So a few useful tips and tricks for me. This week's Take Action is going to be to reflect on your own body language. What are you aware of that you do well or not so well? Is there any video footage of you in action, perhaps in a situation where you're talking or in some kind of setting where you can observe your body language? Can you chat to a friend or a colleague, a peer, about your body language and what vibes it is giving to them as the recipient? I think once we have a level of self-awareness around what we do that is engaging and what is less so, then we're able to take some action and make some changes that are going to then generate the reactions that we would like. So a little bit of a reflective take action this week, but hopefully something that is going to be useful that you can then be aware of and make small changes with. As always, let me know how you get on, and I'll see you for the main show next Monday.